This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we continue our conversation with Dakota Everett with Farm Credit Mid-America about this year's impact report.
We talk all the time that, you know, it's really great to be able to show up and support from a monetary perspective, but it's even cooler when our people get to go out and be part of those projects, whether it's speaking at a conference, being able to provide, you know, insights on financial analysis that our people are so good at. If it's being able to help go and do some volunteer work of gleaning a field that a farmer's allowed us the opportunity to do, and then we're able to coordinate those efforts and get that food to a local food bank, whether it's in Kentucky or otherwise. But our people at Farm Credit are what make us special and what set us apart, and why I'm so proud to work for the cooperative that I do is we are able to show up and boots on the ground and be able to partner and show up at those conferences, show up at those volunteer opportunities, attend a classroom and talk to a group of students. It's something that I'm very proud of, and that I know as a cooperative really proud of. And it's, again, at the end of the day, being able to serve our customers in a multitude of ways.
I know your board members, also your customers out there and the folks who work with you, they're very proud of the things you guys do, and they take a lot of pride in what's happening there.
They do, yeah. You know, it's very cool to be a part of a cooperative for so many reasons, to be member-owned. And so our board of directors, obviously all customers of Farm Credit. And so it's really cool at the end of the day that they're so interested in what we're doing, so involved, but it's because it's their community too. You know, it's the places they live and work and serve. And so at the end of the day, the things we're doing at Farm Credit, we feel really good about, because we know it's, as a member-owned cooperative, that our board of directors is guiding us and helping us make sure that we're showing up in the places that are meaningful to our customers in the agriculture community.
As we're heading through this new year, I know you guys are continuing to look for projects and things out in the communities, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the really cool things about our community investment program is that we set aside local dollars. And so our offices across our six states have dollars that they kind of hold within their offices and are always looking for really cool ways to give back and to get that money in the right spots in our community. And so there's always, every year, I should say I'm surprised, but I'm not, of the really cool ideas that our customers come to us. Hey, I'm on this board and we're looking at doing this. Or one of our team members is serving on a board. Hey, we're looking at doing this. And so there's always opportunity. We're always looking for ways that we can partner with our communities, partner with our customers to do really good work. And so that's something that we're really proud about is our ability to get the support, whether it's showing up, whether it's dollars, whether it's volunteer hours, whatever that looks like, locally, and are always looking for new ways to get involved.
Their community members have ideas, I guess they need to approach, or maybe their local Farm Credit Mid-America office?
Absolutely. So we've got great team members out across in our retail offices. And so if there's ideas of how Farm Credit can show up and be a great community member, absolutely. You know, having those relationships out there in those offices, whether it's a financial officer or any of our team members, sharing those ideas with us is something that we would welcome.
Any favorite projects out there you've seen or been a part of or heard of over the last year or two?
So, you know, I do a lot of work with our Growing Forward program. And so that's a program that's designed for young and beginning small farmers. And so we every year have multiple conferences across our area. And so those customers come in and they have the opportunity to hang out with us for a couple of days and really get to know more about their farm financials and what Farm Credit's looking at from a farm financial perspective. And it's just a really, really great time. And so I always enjoy those. I think that's something really, really cool that we're doing here at Farm Credit. Like I said, I'm partial to 4-H and FFA. I participated in both of those events. And so I've seen some really cool opportunities where we as team members are donating items for FFA official dress, kind of building up a closet for a local chapter to be able to pull local official dress clothing items from for students to come and kind of shop. That closet was one that I really thought was pretty cool. And then I lead our customer education department. And so we've got, like I said, relationships across our six-state territory where we're able to show up and talk to, whether it's customers or whether it's, you know, high school students maybe that are interested in what do you need to do to get your first loan, being able to give them education behind what that means and what that looks like. And so I'm always really partial to those opportunities where we get to go out and talk about what we at Farm Credit are experts on, that farm financial lending side. So those are just a few examples of some of my favorites that we've been involved in over the past few years.
Dakota, anything else you'd like to add? I think I asked everything I wanted to ask, but anything else you can think of?
You know, I think the last thing I'd add is just at Farm Credit, we are super proud, and I, you know, not necessarily something I haven't said before, but just in closing, at Farm Credit, we are super, super proud to serve agriculture, and we are super proud to be able to show up in our local communities. And so we know that times in agriculture are cyclical, and that, you know, margins are tight for some customers out there, but that Farm Credit's proud to stand with our customers and look for opportunities to serve both them and the communities that they live and work in.
Our guest today, Dakota Edwards with Farm Credit Mid-America. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.